Today, I'll be showing you the build and modification of a Tuya RGBCW remote-controlled LED lamp. Model TYA60-18W220V-C3009, which I bought for just under 10 zlotys in a special offer with free delivery. The device shown normally works with the Tuya app and can be controlled via the internet. But here, I'll try to replace the firmware inside with my own solution, so that this light can be connected to Home Assistant and customized as desired, without having to worry about the manufacturer's cloud service. The box didn't survive the journey very well, but the lamp is intact. The pack includes a brief guide on how to pair it with the Smart Life app, a Tuya clone. The device is put into pairing mode by switching it off and on 3 times. The Bluetooth information suggests that this is not an ESP8266-based product, which does not support Bluetooth, but perhaps something based on Bacon. We remove the dome to expose the LEDs. There are separate colored RGB LEDs and separate warm and cool white LEDs. Unfortunately, this board needs to be removed, which will compromise the cooling system slightly. I struggled a bit to pry it loose. Inside is the CB2L module, i.e. the BK723N with PWM pins exposed, designed for lighting, L, lamps, lighting. Unfortunately, to update the firmware, you need to desolder this module. This is because the UART pads are on its underside. I used a hot air gun and soldered the module. The best way to desolder it was to use a hot air gun. Sometimes you have to dip the module in the water and underside it with a hammer. This was unknowledgeable to me, but in the case of deprogramming, I definitely didn't have to do it. The best way to desolder the module was to use a hot air gun. Once I had the module soldered, I created the PWM pins and set it to hammer it flat on every pin on the board. All the other pins on the board need to be desoldered. The desoldering guide is on the underside of the domain, which has no hot air value. Once the module is desoldered, you can pair it with dedicated hammers. All the pins on the board are perfectly separated with everything desoldered with a needle I3 cable. Then, you can see where the pins go on each side, and you guess.id what the input paths are. The colored RGBCW and the Bluetooth pixelation are next to the module and PWM pins exposed, which sometimes can be left a die cut. The best way to desolder this module is to guess it out with a customized solution, so that this light can be controlled via the internet, without having to bother about the manufacturer's cloud service, which powers the Wi-Fi module. It's quite a complex design. Gone are the days when LEDs just had a capacitor and a resistor. The BP2525 is a non-isolated step-down converter. I'd guess the YT is a constant current controller. The Wi-Fi module soldered into place. Temptation, the lamp can now be paired with the smart home system. Finally, you can also check out the related thread, where I looked into how hot such a lamp gets and whether this can be reduced to any extent. How hot does the Wi-Fi-controlled Tuya LED lamp get hot? Firmware update and extending its lifespan. This recommended thread is particularly interesting because it features a device based on a controller with a two-wire bus, SM2135, and a WBAP Wi-Fi module, BK723NT, whereas this thread featured the CB2L and a control method based on 5 PWM pins. You can compare the two solutions. This is how you can modify an LED lamp. I managed to assemble the device, and following this modification, it now works with Home Assistant 100% locally, and is also fully configurable. You can do much more with it than with the factory software. It's even possible to control it via the DDP protocol, allowing you to create any color animations you like. Personally, I think it was worth the effort. P.S. You can now also set up local automations using the light switch, which no longer cuts off the power supply.